the rest of the story.
Nobody ever expected much of Rinky. Even as an infant, he appeared particularly delicate. His odd-shaped, disproportionately large head made the family doctor fear the possibility of a mental handicap. As a child, his frailty and susceptibility to respiratory infections threatened to keep him from entering school at the usual age. When he did start school, he learned with great difficulty, when he learned at all. There was no public school in the community back then, only a private institution run by a preacher named Engel. The schoolhouse was a long, narrow building with a curved roof that made it appear more like a big shed. To Rinky, it was a place of terror and torment. To begin with, the Reverend Engel was a severe fellow whose personality matched his appearance. He wore a long frock coat, incessantly brandished a cane, which he did not hesitate to wield in violence should the need arise. And yet, while Rinky might have spent his school years cringing and praying for them to be over, something happened early on that changed everything forever after, and that is the rest of the story. The child had been attending classes only 3 months when a visitor from the Port Huron, Michigan public school system arrived. Presumably out of the students' earshot, the teacher and his guest discussed the children's progress. The school's problem pupil, confided the Reverend Engel, was Rinky. Implying the boy was somehow mentally defective, the Reverend had concluded that it was a waste of time trying to educate him. "I don't think he'll ever amount to anything," the teacher declared. Under his breath, he thought. But Rinky, sitting in his customary chair at the foot of the class, overheard and burst into tears and fled the schoolhouse and ran home. He found his mother in the kitchen, and between sobs he told her what had happened. "Well, now the woman is seething." She said nothing, but she tore off her apron, tied on her bonnet, and with her son's hand in hers, strode down to the Reverend Engel's school. In the subsequent blistering confrontation with the astonished schoolmaster, Rinky's mother proclaimed her son to be as bright as anybody's. And that's what made the difference, I think. I mean, the child's hearing aloud, his mother's unshakable faith in him. For indeed, although Rinky never saw the inside of that schoolhouse again, he vowed that starting right then, he would do everything possible to make his mother proud. She had taught school before she married. She would teach her small son at home now. Determined not to disappoint her, the boy studied hard, and although those 3 disastrous months at the Reverend Engel's school comprised the only formal education that Rinky would ever, ever receive, he wound up not doing badly at all. He would often say thereafter, "My mother was the making of me." And so this Mother's Day, we especially honor the women of whom the same can be said, including the mother of that little boy whose sister once nicknamed him Rinky. Perhaps you never knew the woman who in December of 1854 took a taskmaster to task, a ferocious mother tiger named Nancy Edison. Of course you know her son Tom. Only now you know the rest of the story.